107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Knox Next Stage. This is big news. Joining us this morning with all the details, it's a pleasure to welcome Alan Rothwell. He's with the Knox Task Group, and Ron Donson with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective. We're going to find out what it's all about. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
Morning, Jamie.
Now, Alan, first off, we got to start with you. We need the road report for this morning because you traveled in from the North Country, shall we say.
Yes, from Britton, Ontario, southeast of Listowel. I can inform you that roads are snow-covered and snow-packed in sections, but bare, and thankfully north-south roads are better than the east-west roads with the way the wind's blowing. So I was very fortunate and could see clearly on my way down. But
very good. That's an excellent road report, Alan. We're going to have him back in mornings. Fantastic. So this is big news. Knox Next Stage. I don't know who wants to go first. This is quite a collaboration, certainly for the Knox Task Group. Alan, your perspective on this.
Thanks very much, Jamie. Part of our congregation established our Knox Task Group 5 years ago, and we were looking forward into the future in terms of where we could see our congregation going and so on. So we started our project as our task group. There was 8 members involved, and some additional people came and went over that period of time. But we've reported through to our congregation in terms of different options. So about 4 years ago, we had preliminary conversations with one of the local architects, Michael Wilson, after we had requested proposals from developers in town regarding a possible partnering for a development on part of our project. But then Stratford Arts and Culture Collective came forward, and maybe I should pass it over to Ron, but we have been walking over that period of time with all of those groups, and certainly with Paul Veldman with the Urbanistic as well. So it's been a long time coming. So, Ron, over to you.
All right, let's get Ron in on the conversation here.
Well, we've been around for about 5 years as well. And when Knox approached us to see if there was some interest on our part, we investigated and then jumped at the chance because the history of Knox and the arts is quite exciting and quite extensive. And we wanted to build on that history and to build with the congregation. So we're now at a point where good things are going to be happening for the citizens of Stratford, and we're going to be, along with Knox, trying to make that happen as quickly as possible.
So this is quite exciting. This is going to be an incredible project. It's incredibly moving forward with something like this for Knox Next Stage. Now, Ron, I know you've already had questions on when's the first performance going to happen. This is going to be certainly a work in progress, shall we say.
Definitely a work in progress. There are lots of let's call them bumps and potholes, like Stratford's roads, that need to be worked on, and we're quite prepared to do exactly that alongside the Knox congregation and especially alongside the developer.
Okay, let's get Alan back in on the conversation. Now, for the Knox congregation, we've chatted with Ron many times with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective, but again, from the Knox point of view for Knox Next Stage, I've been taken by your statement saying that the redevelopment of the church is very intentional and will allow the Knox congregation to focus once again on our faith and how it's expressed in Stratford. Can you expand on that?
There's an old song that we talk about in our congregation and many congregation. The church is more than the building. The church is the people. And I think that was our focus that we needed to sort of get back to, if you will. Knox has been a beautiful space. It's been a community hub for even before we started calling them community hubs. There's upwards of 40 different organizations that at one point or other had utilized our Knox space for whether it was meals or free meeting space or nominal costs for meeting space. Those are all activities which hopefully will continue on into the future, but they will not be the sole responsibility of our congregation and its declining membership that we've seen over the period of time. And just the critical issue for us is that we need someone else to come alongside and help carry those costs and take on those costs in terms of building upkeep and maintenance. We've been fortunate our congregation has been able to do its best over this period of time, but it's a great big building. And anyone that owns a building knows that if you have a building, you're going to have repairs at some point or other. And it's just a matter of you just add another one or two zeros as opposed to a homeowner. Mm-hmm. And those are critical issues for us to move forward.
All right. And let's get Ron back in. Now, Ron, it's interesting, but something like this, at Knox Next Stage, partnering with Knox Church, this is actually, you're starting to see more and more of this through communities, this partnership with community churches and, say, organizations like yourself.
Absolutely, and because we are an organization that is there to serve the community, it's really important that we find partners that are like-minded. And as Alan was saying about their relationship with the community, we are very much the same, that we want to have a space that not only is beautiful and interesting and all those good things, but also serves the community's needs. And like Knox with its 40-some-odd groups that it serves, we also have a constituency of 32,000 people that we hope will, at one point or other, find their way in through the doors of the new performing arts space that occurs there and serves the needs of those audiences and the artists who perform there.
It's Knox Next Stage. Alan and Ron, is there anything else we haven't covered or anything else that people need to know, Alan?
Good. Thanks very much, Jamie. And again, I really appreciate the opportunity that you've given us. We've had all kinds of benefit from our local groups, the newspapers as well as our radio station here. But Trinity Centers Foundation has been crucial to help us bring our relationship forward and working with Paul Veldman and his urbanistic development. And we're very thankful for the opportunity to work with local architect as well, Michael Wilson, as well as Ron Dodson and SACC, and we look forward to serving this community for many, many years into the future. Thank you very much.
You bet. And Ron, any final thoughts?
I think Alan has said them all beautifully, and like the Knox congregation, we are looking forward to a very good future as well.
All right. If they want to find out more information, what's the best way? I know there's the Facebook page with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective.
Yeah, there's the Facebook page. There's also knoxnextstage.com. And we'll be posting information on it as often as we can over the next months and years.
There's so much more information to come. This is an amazing partnership. Again, Alan Rothwell with Knox Task Group and Ron Donson with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective. It's Knox Next Stage. Of course, we'll be sharing the details with mystratfordnow.com. Alan and Ron, thanks so much for dropping by. And Alan, we'll have to get you back in for the road report again.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
Safe travels.